Go.
All right.
Go.
Wait, do you want to switch this up at all?
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Ew, no.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was like, wow. Gonna die alone. That's how that was. Okay, ready? Ready. Our 50 Reasons to Visit Ireland from Crystal Travel and Tours in Boston. My name is Caitlin, and I'm an American who lived in Belfast for a semester abroad, and I've never talked about it before until this moment right now. Never. Never ever. Right, Joe?
You done?
Yes.
I'm Joe, and it's been almost 6 years since I came to Boston from Ireland. I also never talk about being Irish.
Not at all.
Ever.
Not at all. I thought he was Canadian until this episode. I had no clue.
Eh? Sorry.
Sorry. We're pissed off a lot of people already. Over the course of a year, we're giving you the very best of Ireland with one episode each week.
Many of our episodes are categorized under themes. Within those, we've been counting up from 1 all the way through to 50. For the past few weeks, we've been discussing our current theme, food and drink. This is the final episode of that theme. It is Reason 31, Irish tea and Irish coffee.
Yes.
We are both drinking Irish tea currently.
Yes, we are. Not Irish coffee, though, sadly.
We had enough whiskey at the last episode.
We need to mellow out a little bit. Yes, absolutely. So I have some fun little information, some little tidbits for you on tea.
I have even more, but we'll see.
I don't
know.
How schooled are you on tea? Like
quite schooled.
Oh, you are?
Sure.
Oh, you probably know these things. You can just nod then. You can nod.
I'll pretend I don't know. It's fine.
Oh, how interesting.
Wow.
Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, you mean like last time about the whiskey?
Yeah.
But wait, Caitlin. Did you not just...
Yeah. All right. So tea is the second most drunk beverage in the world after water. Did you know that?
Yeah.
All right. Originally, tea was actually eaten as a vegetable or cooked with grain porridge. And, of course, this all started in China.
Typical Chinese.
Typical. Oh, but we can't say that. It wasn't until 1,500 years later that people started to actually drink tea. Now, you think China, Ireland, part of Europe, how did it get that far across the globe? Well, tea came to Europe in the early 1600s. When Dutch traders brought it in large quantities.
Typical Dutch.
So Queen Catherine of Braganza, a Portuguese noblewoman, side note, one of our interns has Portuguese descent, right? She speaks Portuguese.
She's
Brazilian.
Yes. Well, we're just insulting every single nationality.
I mean, honestly,
that's
kind of my goal, so I think we're doing okay.
Kitten's phone just fell off her chair and probably cracked.
Why did I bring my phone in here? Actually, I wanted to Snapchat a photo of my tea. That's why I have the best life ever. Okay, so Queen Catherine of Braganza, a Portuguese noblewoman, is actually credited for making it popular with English aristocracy when she married King Charles II.
King Charles.
Charles. King Charles II.
Okay.
Dun,
so
dun, dun.
That must be, it's a pretty powerful thing to be able to just like make an entire drink popular.
I mean, she was a pretty...
In the 1600s.
Pretty powerful woman, I guess, right?
Bet you she was dainty with her teacup.
I have so much to learn from her. So, by 1700, tea in Europe actually sold for 10 times the price of coffee, which, crazy. Now, originally, Ireland's neighbors in Britain paid for Chinese tea with silver, but that got to be too pricey. So, they switched over to payments of... opium.
Typical Chinese.
Typical British.
Wait a
too,
second.
Right? So, of course, people got addicted to this because that's what happens.
They got addicted to opium, not tea.
Correct.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
Let me clarify.
Got it.
Yes, got addicted to the opium. Yes, the Chinese. So, of course, you know, this caused them major health issues. Well, time passed and the Chinese were like, I'm not gonna have it. And I'm sure they waved their finger.
Yeah,
just
of course,
like
I can
did.
I can remember.
I can see the dynasty.
I was gonna say
leader.
Genghis Khan, but I don't think he was even Chinese.
I can see him doing that, yes. So the Chinese protested against the opium coming from Britain, used as their payment. And it triggered the first opium war. This war ended in Britain's favor, but they went a step further. The British East India Company commissioned a guy named Robert Fortune, to steal tea from China on a secret mission. And that's how tea slowly made its journey around the world and why it's so accessible today. So it's got a very dark history.
And how Robert made his fortune.
Whoa.
Probably.
Wow. Joe's pretty proud about that little, I can see it. So tea has come a long way since the days of being eaten as a vegetable and the time of the first opium war. Let's fast forward a bunch.
So
here's
where I'm going to have a lot of opinions.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you start, and okay. I will butt in every four or five words.
All right, go for it. So in 2016, now we are like I said, way past the 1700s and much more into the present. In 2016, Irish actress Saoirse Ronan.
Stop. I have a problem with how Saoirse Ronan pronounces her own name. It is spelled.
It's a tea episode.
S-A-O-I-R-S-E, which is an Irish word for freedom, and is pronounced Saoirse. But she makes a huge deal going all around the world telling everybody she pronounces it Saoirse like inertia. And that's how people are supposed to remember how to pronounce it.
That's weird.
But she pronounces it wrong, which is really annoying. That's just the way she has decided
but
to pronounce.
If her name means freedom, doesn't she have the freedom to say it however she wants?
Oh, she absolutely has the freedom, and that's why I'm not like.
I'm proud of that.
That's why I'm not, taking her to court over it or something.
I would really
I'm
hope
just
you
letting
wouldn't.
Her do it. I'm just venting on.
What if my name was
podcast.
Caitlin, but I wanted it.
Cochleen.
Yeah. Well, that's the Irish pronunciation, so that would be acceptable. Anyways.
In fact, Caitlin is the wrong pronunciation, so get over yourself. How about that?
Did we
that?
Just have a parting of the ways?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening
yeah.
right now?
Anyway, continue okay. until I criticize Saoirse Ronan again.
Do you
want
to say it the way that you wish it were pronounced? Is the
in
correct way?
In 2016, Irish actress Saoirse Ronan taught Americans how to make tea in a Vanity Fair video.
There you go. So, it's actually a really cute video.
I have seen it.
Have you?
A long time ago, yeah.
All right. So, the steps that she, demonstrates. You fill up the kettle with water and you let it heat, of course. Pretty standard. You don't use your kettle to serve the tea. You use a teapot. And she's very adamant that it's wrong to use the kettle to serve the tea. Very adamant.
That's fair, and I agree that there is definitely a difference. Because it just gives the tea more time to sit. Because anytime anybody makes tea for me in a teapot, you're waiting for it before you get it.
Sure.
Because you put it in the teapot. First, you scald the teapot, which is just to put in some hot water and rinse it around and throw it out. Then you put in your tea bags, which we'll get to in a second. Then you fill it up, and then you leave it to sit for at least 5 minutes before anybody is allowed to even pour a cup of tea.
Wow.
But anyway. You may.
You digress.
You may continue your Saoirse Ronan bullet points.
Why, thank you. So then she moves on to say, you use two tea bags generally.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this?
Yeah, some people, again, it's a matter of preference. Two is probably the average or the most standard, but I've seen people toss in like four.
Okay.
But then not stir it. So it's,
wow. Interesting.
There's so many different different variations
now,
on it.
Now, I'm used to just using one.
Yeah. Yeah, you throw it into a cup
that,
and that's it.
Would that
it.
Be just the American
do
way?
Do you have a teapot?
I do. I don't use it.
So that's why you only use one, because it's one cup.
I guess, yes. Okay. So then, Saoirse points to a cup and says, then you get a bit of milk. This has hair in it. That's optional. So kind of cute, kind of like her.
I actually really like Saoirse Ronan. It's just the name thing bothers
so
me a little bit.
I want to be her, but that's for a whole other day. That is not for this podcast.
That's for your cosmetics podcast right here. That was the first word that came to my
50 reasons
mind.
To
get plastic surgery to look like Saoirse Ronan.
Alright, then she brings out Mrs. Potato Head to make the little lesson more Irish, which again is adorable. So then she says you pour the hot water into the teapot with the tea bags already in the pot, and then you pour the milk in.
Pour the milk in where? Into the teapot?
No, into the tea!
I feel like you missed a few steps of the video there, Caitlin.
You pour it all in, and then you pour all it into your cup, and then you pour the milk in afterwards.
What you have written here is pour the hot water into the teapot with the tea bags already in it. Pour the milk in.
I knew what
there's
I was
no,
saying.
There's no mention of cups there at all.
Okay, then you get a cup out, and then you pour that in, and then you pour the milk in afterwards.
Okay.
The last part of the video was very quick. Blame the girl who can't pronounce her name right. Don't blame me.
That's fair.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have a million more things to say here. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. No,
okay.
I appreciate it.
My favorite band, Bill X1, have a song. And in the song, they're an Irish band, obviously.
They are. I've heard about them a few times from him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Is it something I talk about?
No. Okay, go ahead.
in one of their songs, one of the lines is, "No, you don't have to squeeze the tea bag. Leave it alone. What did it ever do to you?"
It's so dirty. It's not dirty
at all. It makes me guilty every time I make a cup of tea, and I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, I don't want to squeeze the tea bag because I don't want to hurt its feelings."
Okay, yeah, no, don't.
Because
do that.
What did it ever do to me?
What did it do to you?
But there's in the same way that you will find out later, there's two different types of tea drinkers in Ireland, whether it's brand A or brand B that we'll be talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
There are two schools of thought on what you do with the teabag, whether you squeeze it before you take it out of the cup, if you're making a cup, or whether you squeeze it within the pot to drain out the flavour, or whether you don't squeeze it, you just stir it and leave it there and let it ruminate or whatever.
I'm trying to think about what I do. So what I do is I'll leave the teabag in for a while. I remember watching my grandma, she would leave it in for a while, and then she would take her spoon, get it out, and she would wrap the tea bag around the spoon. And I think she might, squeeze a little bit.
Yeah, you'd be squeezing at that point, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember if she did
so
it in...
your grandmother was a squeezer.
She was a squeezer.
Interesting.
She was a gem and a squeezer. I don't know what I mean by that. Okay, well, that's a very fun little story you shared with us, Jill. I appreciate
so
it.
Condescending.
No, now I want to hear...
Thank you, you're such a special little young man.
That was a lovely moment. No, seriously, now I want to hear that song. Like, I'm not even kidding, I really do.
I don't believe you. I don't think anybody believes that.
I don't know why I'm in rare form today. Okay, so... Well, now I just dunked my thing, and now I have to talk again. Do you have another story to tell us?
By thing, you mean biscuit. Mm-hmm. As opposed to hair, like Saoirse Ronan.
Yes, no hair in my milk, please.
Else.
No, thank you. All right, so let's talk about Irish breakfast tea. Or is it Asam tea? Asam tea?
Don't know.
All right, well...
never heard of it before.
Okay. Well, it's also called ASSAMT, and I don't want to butcher that any more than I butchered a million other things.
Awesome.
I thought about that, but I thought, nope, that's just a snippet waiting to happen on this on this podcast. All right, so Irish breakfast tea.
What's it otherwise known as?
ASMT? ASMT?
Ass.
Ass. The ASMT. This type of tea is the type that Irish farmers and fishermen often depend on to warm them up on a winter's day. What makes Irish breakfast tea stand out? Well, the Irish are known for drinking it really strong and with lots of milk, as Joe and I kind of just talked about. It's also known for its malty flavor and reddish color, and I'm looking at some pretty red tea in front of me, I would say. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was red before we put in the milk.
Now it's like a rustic red,
yes.
Rusty red.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Irish breakfast tea is said to not be quite as strong as Scottish tea. And while we're on the note, while we're on that, Scottish, it was actually a Scotsman who discovered this black tea in the Assam district of India, which is where that term comes from. So, it's Irish, but the Scotsman found it, and that sounded cooler in my
typical
head.
Typical Scottish.
Typical Scottish.
God.
Damn. All right. So, typically, many Irish people drink 4 to 6 cups a day. Now, how many... Now, how many do you generally drink, Joe?
Where did you pull that figure out, is what I'm wondering.
The internet knows everything.
How does anybody know that?
I mean, I read several articles, and you're like, oh, like 5 cups a day.
Yeah, I know a guy who claims to drink 14 cups of tea a day, and I don't know where he pulls the figure 14 out of, or if he counts
14.
Regularly, but yeah, he was adamant, 14, that's it. Yeah, I drink about 14 cups in a week. Okay.
I just picture him, you know, like those...
Where do you have
You know
time?
Those, like, hats that they... Like, they're just total jokes, but, like, you put, like, your beer cans in them, and then they have those windy straws, and you... I picture him doing
That's
that.
That's fair.
Like, when he's, I don't know, making his bed, or... peeing,
your brain,
or...
Your brain works at a
gotta
mile
get,
a minute.
Gotta get cup 11 in for the day.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I thought that was kind of...
It's the kind of stuff he would be doing
original.
As well. Yeah, no,
all
that's
right.
Fair.
Well, no, I will say, I think it was Lion's website or Barry's website. They're like, oh,
okay.
We Irish love our tea, 4 to 6 cups.
No, it could be quite accurate. I'm curious as to how somebody puts a number on it like that. Like, for me, I drink probably 2 to 3 cups a day. But if you've seen the size of my mug, it's pint glass size. It's huge,
and
big Boston mug.
And I will say he often scolds me for not reminding him when the kettle is on. He'll say, let me know.
I keep forgetting.
I know.
So, yeah, I drink probably that many. One of the reasons I drink tea is to stave off hunger a little bit. because because it makes me feel like I've eaten something, even though I haven't.
That's
but
smart.
It just gives me an extra hour before lunch.
Wise.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. So, what is tea time? Well, my research shows me. My calculations. My research told me that traditional tea in Ireland is served around 11 a.m. with scones. Did you ever have tea at 11 a.m.?
You continue, and then I will tell you what my
regiment
of tea was back in the day.
Okay, so we've got traditional tea time at 11 a.m. Afternoon tea is between 3 to 5 with a not-too-sweet cookie. And then high tea is at 6 p.m. I would think maybe with dinner, I don't know.
Yeah, so the times are probably reasonably correct there, but the rest of it is complete bullshit. It's not everybody looking at their watch going, oh, it's traditional before noon tea time, I must get the scones from the shop. It's not what happens. I grew up on a farm. We would possibly get up in the morning before going out to milk the cows. We would have a cup of tea, possibly. I never did because I preferred just getting out there, getting it done. I would come in and then I would have breakfast, and breakfast would be accompanied by a cup of tea, whatever I had. If it was cereal, I would have toast and a cup of tea afterwards. I'd find an excuse
to have
a cup of tea, because that's just how you finish your meals. After dinner in the afternoon, dinner would be more closer to lunchtime in our house. It's like 2, 3, even 4 o'clock sometimes. And that's when we'd have our big meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably have a cup of tea after that, depending on whether there was time or not. We didn't have many sweet cakes and cookies and scones in our house. It just wasn't us. We'd just have a cup of tea.
Sure.
And then after tea in the evening, then, so again, you'd go out and milk the cows and you'd come back in, you would be in for the evening and you would have a cup of tea.
Wow.
That's kind of the way it worked. And again, it wasn't set, Jesus, I didn't have my tea yet this evening. Some people are like that, but not everybody. You can't paint everybody with the same brush.
I would think it would be people that are very ritzy and posh and stuff.
Who have time to do all of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, set my watch by when I drink my tea.
That's kind of how I envision that.
Now, when I moved to college, the days we drank most tea were the days we had heavy nights out the night before. And it used to be great. Somebody would get up every hour probably, like, who's having tea, and just make a big pot of tea and bring it in for everybody.
That's
and
nice.
Of course, there was always one guy who was better at making tea than everybody, so we'd all try and wait for him to make us tea. But yeah,
try to bribe him to do it for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's not at all what I had in my research. So I'm glad we got a more realistic.
You get it real right here.
So tea terminology. We've got some words to break down. Brisk, of course, means lively taste. Pungent, the tea's got a bite without bitterness, and a desirable attribute is for your tea to be pungent. Do you ever use those words when you talk about
Please
tea?
Continue.
Okay, all right. Gray, an appearance caused by too much abrasion during sorting. Even, the leaves grade in size. That's what even means when you're talking about tea. Bright is another term, which stands for a clear, bright color. Well, what do you know? Indicating quality. And then body is an indication of strength.
Now, what will answer your question?
Thank you.
I have not used any of them words to describe a cup of tea before. Weak, or as some of us country folk would say, wake. Which is just a country pronunciation of weak.
Uh-huh.
Or tarry. So weak is obviously when the tea bag hasn't been in for long enough. And it's
tarry.
It's not red enough or brown enough putting in the milk.
I see.
And then tarry is when you fill the teapot and you leave it for like 20, 25 minutes. So usually what happens is you'll have a cup of tea and then you'll go back to the pot for more.
Oh.
Okay. If you go back to the pot for like a third one, the tea is probably tarry at that point, which just means it's got like a scum on the top almost, or it's like, it looks like if you think about diesel settling on water or something, it's got that kind of texture to it or whatever.
Hmm.
That is tarry. So weak and tarry are about the only two words I'd use.
All right.
I mean, strong as well as the other.
Hot or too cold are probably the other terms you use. That's about it.
The other thing, and it's another personal story, Caitlin. I hope you like this one as much as the last one. My family, or my father's side of the family, are notorious for liking a lot of milk in their tea.
Okay.
So when we're at family events with the in-laws, I guess.
Sure.
So my aunts and uncles in law.
Yeah.
They sometimes do the serving, not because, you know, not because they're beneath us or anything, but just they like to help
we
out.
We demand so it ready when we arrive.
People take turns making tea, so they'll be going around with the teapot and they'll, you know, fill a cup of tea and ask, and do you want a Donlan pour or a normal pour? Because a Donlan pour is a lot of milk.
Oh.
Or just a normal splash of milk. So.
I see. Do I have the Donlan pour here?
No.
Oh, I have. Okay.
No, I don't really even do the Donlan pour. I wrote a blog post on it, Caitlin. Did you not read it?
I definitely.
Wow.
I did. That
this is over.
Rings such a bell. Such a bell.
I bet you'll read it now. And
the bells are going off in my head. All right. So, speaking of milk, Saoirse poured her milk in the very end of her tutorial, okay? But I read that traditionally milk has been poured in first.
God, I have so much to say on this subject. I didn't realize I'm not even one of the Irish people that has strong feelings on tea. And I have so much to say about it.
Well, this is good. I like this.
Yeah.
So it used to be, this used to be done as a way to prevent fine china cups from cracking. You'd pour the milk in first. But tea experts have actually found that pouring the milk in first actually gives the tea better taste.
I do remember. I have two stories here. So first of all, my granny always puts the milk in first. And I was there in May. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Granny.
Happy birthday, Granny. Granny Donald?
Granny Keena.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
She's on Facebook accepting all of her birthday wishes today as we speak.
Precious. Okay.
She's
happy birthday.
85, I think.
Enjoy a nice cuppa, right?
Yeah.
Right?
She puts her milk in first.
Okay.
Always. And I was there in May. And she still asks to this day, would you like your milk in first? And she just, she is adamant that it just tastes better that way because it mixes better. Because otherwise you're dropping a small bit of milk in on top of a big amount of tea.
I see.
But with her, you're putting in a small bit of milk first and then you are dropping a lot of tea in. So it just mixes and swirls and gets a better mix. But I was at a Tourism Ireland event in New York a couple of months ago probably. And most people that were there were Irish, and we ended up talking about tea quite a bit, and that subject came up as well, and a couple of them were like, absolutely, you have to put the milk in first, that's where you get it. And then we moved on, and one of them was like, you're not supposed to scald the tea bag, which is something I didn't even know about, because usually when I make a cup of tea, mm-hmm. I will go out, as I do here a lot, I'll forget that I boiled the kettle.
Sure.
And even though it will be piping hot, I will still boil the kettle again, even if it only takes a couple of seconds to boil, and then I will pour the tea straight, or the water straight in.
Okay.
But apparently that's not a great idea, because it scalds the tea, and you're supposed to actually let it cool a tiny bit, just so it's not really, really piping hot. But then it brings me to yet another point, and it brings me back to my granny again.
Granny.
My granny does not use tea bags. She uses loose tea leaves.
I have a friend who does
and
that.
It is claimed, and it's probably true, that the loose tea is the better tea because that's what they use. That's where they pull the best tea from. And then the sweepings, basically, so the bits that are left behind are what's put into the tea bags. So the tea leaves are supposed to be more flavorful.
Can I give a shout out real quick? It's not her birthday.
Is it to my granny?
Shout out to Granny. Have a wonderful birthday. You sound like a lovely person. I wanted to give a shout out to my friend Lisa, who she is a very, very big tea fan, and she was my best friend and one of my best friends, but like a sister to me in Ireland. I met her over there.
Wow.
And she introduced me to tea, and she actually sent me tea before, and she does like the very natural like tea leaves, and she gets like the little
she jazz hands like you.
Yes.
Tea leaves.
She's probably laughing right now. But hello, Lisa. I hope you're enjoying some tea right now. Well, I like this. This is fun. I'm learning, because here's me thinking I have all this information for you. And I do. It's just not all right.
I think that might be all I have.
Okay. All right. So, there is no standard formula for Irish breakfast tea, which, of course, is why you'll find several popular brands on the market. And these brands have quite the rivalries, right? So, first, before we get into this, I will say I'm sure there are multiple videos on YouTube, but there is a video that I found. Some YouTuber does this thing where she plays two characters. She's a person in the kitchen offering her guests some tea, and then she's like, oh, you know, would you like a cup or whatever? And then the other character's like, oh, yes, that'd be grand, you know. And then she goes, oh, would you like lions or berries? And then the guest, you know, goes, have I done something to you? Because she's just so flabbergasted that the person would actually offer her one of the two, because one is the preferred, because there's such a rivalry. Yeah, you're giving me a look like you totally know this. I'm about to find out which one is your preferred. I can't for the life of me remember. I can't remember. I wish I could. So, Barry's Tea. Let's talk about that one first. Barry's Tea, since it was founded a year before Lyons. Barry's Tea was founded in 1901. And the Irish tea market, I will say, is worth an estimated 85 million euro at retail selling price.
And I know millions doesn't sound like much anymore, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Of that, Barry's Tea accounts for 38% of all tea values.
Ah, there is one. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Or sales in Ireland. Yes. Up until the 1960s, Barry's Tea was mostly sourced from India and Sri Lanka. After that, its popularity increased, and they began sourcing from East Africa, too. Barry's is known for having a very distinctive golden color. As we said, that's kind of across the board with Irish tea. The most famous blends are Classic, Gold, Original, and Decaf. Barry's prides itself on being 100% natural, with zero preservatives or additives and the like. And you can find Barry's Tea in most retail shops in Ireland, but it's also sold all over the world, in Australia, Japan.
Did you happen to, in your research, come across any marketing for either of the tea companies, being a marketer?
I came across a popular jingle for, I believe it was Lyons, and I could not find the jingle anywhere. I looked and looked and looked, but I thought they both had clever video ads and everything.
Yeah, there's one particular, I think it's a Barry's ad. God, I hope I'm right. Maybe it's Lyons.
Uh-oh.
It's a tea ad, anyway. We'll definitely post a few of them on YouTube for anybody who is interested in the marketing side of these things.
Yes.
But basically, they align tea drinking to home and memories of home.
Yes.
And immigration and stuff like that. It's quite interesting.
Well, Lyons, maybe going off of that, maybe that's the one you're talking about, because Lyons had an ad campaign I was going to talk about in a few minutes. Helping people return home. They had something where, I believe it was a contest or something that you could enter and enroll mm-hmm. in with their tea, where someone in America or Canada, for example, you know, could return home to Ireland with their very uh-huh. distant relatives. Yes. So yes, definitely.
Okay.
Now Lyons, we'll move on since we just talked about that. Lyons was founded just a year after Barry's Tea in 1902, and one of their slogans is, Lyons puts the talk in tea. They describe tea as the age-old solution to every dilemma. Lyons is really well known for promotions and giveaways, like I said. They've given a car away before, they've got that return home campaign I mentioned. So over the years, Lyons actually changed from its traditional tea bags it once used to the round, which made them even more successful. They managed to get 65% of the Irish tea market. Fast forward some 30 plus years, and then Lyons came out with the pyramid shaped tea bag in 2004. Their website and ads invite you to take the Lyons Pyramid Taste Challenge.
It's a very impressive thing that they call these bags pyramid bags as well, because they are not pyramid bags
at
all.
Yeah, I saw pictures. They're kind of weird looking. Yeah, pyramid. I don't know. Yeah,
no, they're not
pyramids.
Not.
They're
basically,
if you think of a
rectangular tea bag and just twist one side mm-hmm. like 90 degrees.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, 90 degrees. That's the shape. That's
sure.
all. There is not three sides on the base anywhere.
It's very weird.
It's interesting how they got away with it, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So their most popular teas are the Original Blend, Gold Blend, and Decaffeinated Tea. And I will say, I was on their website, and they have these really awkward photos. I feel like we should pull them up and just talk about them for a moment. There's this guy, I don't know who he is. It doesn't say. I'm sure he's somebody high up in Lyons. And he's...
It's Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy. Who's Joe Duffy?
He's a radio presenter in Ireland.
Oh, he's not gonna like me.
He... I have talked about him before, actually. I think he runs the lunchtime
name.
Show where old people call in and complain about the state of the country. And he just goes, yeah, yeah, sure, 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 right, yeah,
Shiver?
Yeah. Isn't it terrible? No, sure.
Sure.
Sure, as in he's agreeing with them.
Oh.
And he gets paid like €500,000 a year to do that.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
So if you look...
Oh, yeah, that's him.
She's, like, super awkward. I mean, like, that's not a bad photo.
I'm not sure who she is.
I guess, yeah, he does have the radio thing there. But look at this poor girl. That's just looks
really
get
awkward.
Your hands away from me.
Yeah, we'll link to this.
Yeah, thank you. There's a
picture
photo
five
of him
we're looking at.
With two girls who work for Lions, and I'm sure he's there for the radio
holding
for a promotion
them far
thing.
Too close.
Yeah, and this one girl just looks completely miserable. She does not get paid enough to be held as closely as he's holding
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah,
is that a priest?
We'll post the link. I thought it was just like some disco wannabe. I don't really know.
I don't know who that is either.
But again, she looks miserable there too. So again,
maybe she's just miserable.
I don't know. I got kind of a kick out of
that.
This,
is actually a comedian. I don't know why he's cross-dressing, but all right.
Well, fair
good
enough.
For him.
It was there the day to just take awkward photos, I guess.
So now that we have talked about Ireland's two favorite tea brands and the differences between the two, I have very nicely prepared a cup of each for Caitlin to sample to see what she thinks.
Oh no!
What?
Look at my mug handle.
So you thought nothing broke?
So
now it turns
this
out.
Just shows what a klutz I am. I'm about to pick up one of the tea mugs. This is like my favorite mug of all time. I got it. The handle broke. I was leaving work today and I brought my own mugs in and they fell on the ground. They were in my little lunchbox and they fell on the ground and I thought, oh no. And then I thought they were fine and apparently they're not. We'll share a photo maybe.
It's not quite broken all the way across.
It's not, but it's
so
enough. That it's
I feel like it's possible to fix that.
Very sad.
I'm not sure how. I'm not a ceramic worker.
Gonna get your glue out.
Maybe.
All right, let's try some tea testing.
Okay.
Now
drink them on their own first, and then you can. I brought in some McVitie's biscuits.
Or some McVitie's. I thought they were McVitie's.
Rich tea is what we like to call them.
Okay.
They're one of the classic dunking biscuits that you'll have in Ireland. They're the most plain, universally accepted but maybe not loved because they're a little plain, so a lot of people would prefer chocolate or they prefer ones that you don't dunk or what, you know, slice of cake, whatever.
Yes,
but these are everywhere and they're called rich tea,
and that
so they're
said
to go with tea.
Joe, you're not going to tell me which type of tea
not
in
until
which
after,
mug, right?
No.
This is the ultimate tea challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure it's going to matter. I more want to hear which one you prefer or if you think that there's a difference.
Okay.
And you know the way I am, they could both be the same tea. So you could look like a complete ass going, oh, prefer this
definitely
one.
Definitely
so,
the first
so,
one.
So what I've done here is I boiled one kettle of water. I put a tea bag in each cup, filled it up with the same amount of water, left the tea bags in for as long, stirred them the same, put in the same amount of milk, took out the tea bags at the same time.
So he says.
So I say.
Yes. All right. Okay. Smells like tea.
Smells
looks like tea.
If it walks like a duck. If it quacks like a duck.
All right. Mug number one. Here we go. Crap, that's hot. Okay. All right.
I didn't say I put much milk in.
Tastes good. It tastes like tea. Not a lot of sugar.
There's no sugar.
There's no sugar at all?
No.
Okay.
That's the way you're supposed to drink tea. No sugar. But you want sugar.
Oh, no, it's fine. No, I want it the Irish way. I'm going to take another sip.
Not totally sure which one the Irish way is, to be quite honest, because I used to drink it with a lot of sugar, and then I scaled back and scaled back, and now I drink with no sugar.
Okay. All right. I like this. I would drink this. Should I dip a biscuit in right now, or does it not really matter?
No, you have to try the other one. And then you can dip in as many biscuits to your heart's desire.
Okay, this is the mug that may break on me.
The floral mug.
May collapse. I thought it would be really dainty and elegant, and this is just a symbol of my life.
It would be if you were dainty and elegant.
The case in point.
That's the real problem here.
The handle. This is my life. This is my... Especially...
I almost...
That's what you get.
I almost... My biscuit was the same as Caitlin's mug. It was half broken, so just as I was about to dip it, it almost fell apart. Saved it so that
that's
it didn't 50
reasons
drown
karma
in a cup of tea.
You.
Anyway,
okay,
try your
right.
second tea there.
Okay, this smells good. It's gonna burn my tongue. Oh, okay. Okay, this one tastes a little bit stronger.
Interesting.
Can't tell which one I like better. Okay, I gotta do number one again. Hold up.
I'm okay with this.
Hold up.
Meanwhile, I'm dunking biscuits.
Go for it.
Is this one broken? Is it not? I think it's good.
I like number one better.
Is that recency bias? Because you literally just took a sip out of one.
No, I like... it's a little bit more... I don't want to say bland, but when I like my tea, I don't like a strong... It seems like it would go with more, I think.
You're a strong, independent woman who does not like strong, independent
and
tea.
And doesn't need a mug that is apparently uncracked or whatever. I don't know. Okay, hold on. Yes.
Still one.
Like number one, yes.
Okay, which one do you think that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, but just give a guess.
Oh, come
on. Based on your research.
I guess I have a 50-50 chance
you
either
really
way.
Do.
I could have done no research and I could still... Okay. I'm going to say... I don't know. Barry's Lions.
Wow, she got it right.
Yes!
So, Caitlin Potts approves Barry's tea. Doesn't approve Lion's tea. Hates it.
With a passion. I'm about to go completely troll all
okay.
their Facebook.
You guys suck. Okay, you're allowed to dunk a biscuit now.
Oh, thank you. I have the Joe Donnellan A-OK on this. All right. I'm going to... Can I break? Okay. Oh.
Oh, God.
I just can't do things.
The worst person.
I guess so. All right. Oh, that's pretty good.
Simple.
It is. They remind me... I will clean this up, I promise. They remind me of something that I had in my childhood. Now I can't think of it for the life of me. But yes, not... Bland is the wrong word because bland sounds boring. And they're not bland. They're just not overly flavored.
Yes.
Right? And when people... It's important to say when people in Ireland say biscuit, it's... definitely not a biscuit. It's not how you would think in America, where you get, you know, a
are
side of biscuits with your chicken tenders and your fries
again,
and whatever.
Pudding isn't really pudding.
Oh, yeah. Of course we are, yes.
Yeah, biscuits are more like cookies, actually.
Yes.
Friday,
yes.
Here, who has been in America for about 35 years now, refers to Irish biscuits as cookies because she's been conditioned to do so at this point because they're closer to cookies
okay.
than America's idea of biscuits.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I do like this. Now, In Ireland, I used to eat digestives,
yeah.
which sound like a very
Were they chocolate digestives or were they the plain digestives?
Both, but I think I ate the chocolate ones the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was what I was introduced to, and so I would just go for them.
Okay.
But yeah, and I remember talking to them. I mean, it is me.
I talked to my biscuits
it
before I ate
me,
them.
It is me, so it probably did happen.
Don't
I talk,
play with your food, Caitlin.
Exactly. I talked to my mom about them, and... I remember her saying, "Digestives? What is that?" You know, thinking it was like a constipation thing.
Wow.
Well, digestives. Literally, all my friends, you bring up digestives, and that's what they thought. So, wow, I'm just really not making myself sound all that great, am I? I can't.
Dainty
constipation, cracked mugs, crumbs all over the floor when I eat anything. Just wow. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we cut that part out, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
We thought we were done with the sampling conversation.
Apparently
but
not.
Caitlin saw me dunk one of my biscuits and she was like, "Whoa, how do you do that? How do you eat your biscuit like that?"
This is how I
You're
eat.
Asking for disaster.
You are. He
Because she dunks it for like a second, submerges,
and then I
probably a quarter of the biscuit.
I tap it on like the roof of the...
So it's just wet and nothing else. Whereas I try to dunk mine up to the point where it's about to just fall off from the weight of the tea.
So let's...
There you go.
So let's ask this question. What is the ratio of cookie biscuit dunking time to... In tea, too. What is the perfect time?
As much as you can get away with. There's an element of danger to this, Caitlin. I don't think you understand.
I once heard with Oreos, it's 4 seconds, according to Justin Timberlake. And I trust
He'd
him
know.
In all aspects in life. Yes. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go with, like, 1, 2. Okay, done.
I'm like,
it.
7 seconds, 8.
All right. So, there is Lions for you, and there's Berries for you. Now, with that said, Joe, give me your... Let's have it. Give us your breakdown.
I know everybody has been, like, fast-forwarding the entire episode to get to this section because they need to know what my favorite tea is. The truth is, I don't really notice a difference, and that is why I say that I am not one of the Irish people with strong opinions on tea, and yet here we are. I drink Lion's most of the time, but I had a cup of Barry's this morning, and it was basically the same.
I definitely feel like you've had a strong opinion before about tea. Or maybe you've
used No, I have said that people have had strong opinions.
That's what
it's like
is.
The Irish
okay.
civil... Like,
okay.
In the same way, in Ireland, there's two main political parties, and down through the years, people have been either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael households. So if my father voted for such a party, I would vote for such a party.
Sure.
It is the same with tea in many, many houses in Ireland. If you're a Barry's household, you'll just have drank Barry's down through the generations, and Lions and whatever. Me, I honestly, I don't
you switch
care.
It up.
Both are good.
What
I drink.
About Christina? Does she prefer one over the other?
I mean, I think we get Lions when we get home. I don't know what the thinking or the reasoning is behind it, but I've never really questioned it. I'm totally okay with it.
Interesting.
I like the pyramid bags, to be honest. I'm a sucker for good marketing.
The pyramids so. That aren't pyramids.
So there you have it.
All right. Well, there you have it. And we didn't really talk about... Is it Twinings? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't really talk about Twinings that much.
It's because it's not real tea.
Well, and it's not Irish, right? It's,
I don't
it's
think
English,
so. I think it's
an
English.
I hope I'm right about that.
Yeah, no, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's another tea. I'll put tea in quotes, so Joe...
Yeah, no, English tea has... It is very similar, but it's a little different at the same time, so... Not really sure why,
be
but...
more vague, please. All right, let's...
It's the same as you were when you were talking about Scottish tea. It might be a bit stronger, but it's essentially, yeah, same thing.
So, let's switch things up and move on to Irish coffee. Made up of hot coffee, Irish whiskey, and sugar... All stirred together and then topped with thick cream. You've got an Irish coffee.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Mic drop. The end.
So delicious. Love coffee, etc.
Yeah. I actually do like coffee. Much to Joe's...
Chagrin.
Yeah, there we go. I actually do. I'm a coffee person. He's a tea person. But I will say, when I was living in Belfast, I probably only had coffee... I could count on one hand the number of times I had coffee. I definitely was a tea drinker there. But I think it just tasted better over there. I don't know why.
Yeah, it does. No, Lions and Barry's are much better than anything
guess.
You can get over here.
I guess, yeah.
We drink a knockoff tea in the office here, and it's not as good. Honestly, it's not. I will, again, because I don't have a strong opinion on Lions and Barry's, I will drink this knockoff tea because
now,
it's here.
Now, that said, I did not ever have an Irish coffee in Ireland. I did have one in Cleveland at an Irish festival a few years ago. I did not care for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said you had one in Sligo recently,
yeah,
right?
I don't like coffee.
That's right, yeah.
But it was given to me for free, and I was like, well, I've never tried an Irish
free,
coffee. I guess
it.
It's time. So I did try it. I mean, if I liked coffee, it would probably be good.
Yeah.
And I don't really like cream that much either, to be quite honest. Not that much cream. I don't mind little bits of cream. I love ice cream.
I will say, cream in Ireland is not... You think it's going to be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You look at you get it on your plate, and it... plate because not
can I just have a plate of cream to start, please?
No, I had cheesecake with cream one night or something.
Okay.
Some dessert with cream, and I was so excited because all I wanted to do was just like dive into the cream. It looked so good, and it's just it's like butter basically.
Yeah,
I didn't care for that. Don't be fooled.
It's on you.
She just
wagged her finger at the entire don't be fooled. How dare you?
I'm warning everyone. So, Irish coffee is a drink that we have all heard of, but what is the story of its origin? Well, it all went down at the Flying Boat Terminal in Foyans.
Foyans, yeah.
Foyans, okay. Now, what is a flying boat? Well...
What is a Foyans?
You can answer that better than I can. It's a city, right? Or
it's
town?
A village.
A village, okay. Mm. So, numerous celebrities used to fly in these luxurious seaplanes called flying boats across the Atlantic in the 1930s and 40s. Irish coffee was invented by bartender Joe Sheridan, whose family had moved from Northern Ireland to Dublin. All right, so let's tell the story here. He got a chef's job at Renana in County Limerick, where the flying boat terminal was located, right? So in 1943, you've got a flying boat that's on its way to New York, but it has to turn back to Ireland because there's really bad weather. The passengers are freezing, they're tired, they're of course upset because they're not going to New York. So Joe Sheridan is called into Foyans to prepare
Foyans.
Foyans to prepare hot food and drinks for these freezing passengers to keep them happy, of course. He put some good Irish whiskey into their coffees and topped them with cream. And, you know, a little Irish whiskey, you know, that'll warm you up in general, but with the coffee, had to be a nice little combination, I guess, at the time for these really cold passengers. One of the passengers asked if he'd used Brazilian coffee, and he said, nope, it was Irish coffee, and ever since then, the name stuck. From then on, the drink's popularity began to spread and grow. Now, in 1952, Joe Sheridan moved to San Francisco, where he met journalist Stanton Delaplane.
That's a made-up name.
You think? It definitely sounds like it. It sounds like a cartoon character, right?
Especially for a guy who used to work at a flying boat terminal to meet a journalist called Delaplane. Anyway.
So, Delaplane would help make this drink even more famous. Delaplane worked on mastering the proper amount of ingredients to make the drink even better. After all of its success, Delaplane was actually quoted in Time magazine saying that he couldn't stand the drink anymore.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
A very jaded journalist.
Well,
right?
That's true, but also, if you spend so much time with something
that... Oh, sure. Doesn't matter
you're,
what.
You're bound
yeah.
to, you know.
Absolutely.
Too much of anything is...
A good thing is not a good thing anymore.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. That's the saying I was trying to...
You can trademark me on that. I get some royalties anytime anybody uses that. All right, and I believe now we've got some trivia.
We do.
All right, we've got Sabrina with us here with some trivia. What do you have? And she's asking me today, so...
We were just talking about Brazilian tea, in fact.
Yes.
And Caitlin accused you of being Portuguese earlier.
What I meant was that she can speak Portuguese.
Yes.
Yes, that, you know, I covered.
Fair enough.
Fair enough, okay. Yes.
I almost included a Brazilian, like, coffee tribute question, but I didn't.
Oh, so
that would have been cute! That's okay.
Okay, Sabrina's asking Caitlin today.
Yes.
And I'm just an innocent bystander, so if there's anything wrong, blame Sabrina.
Okay, first question. Which city drinks almost 7 times more coffee than any other city in the U.S.?
Is it multiple choice, or do I just pick one?
Just pick one.
Yes, it's multiple choice. Any city in the world.
Like, major city, yes.
I want to say New York, but I feel like that's too obvious. I'm going to go with New York City, though.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Next question. Which tea brand that you talked about, Berries or Lines, has a larger variety of blends available?
Oh.
Multiple choice again.
Ooh. It's Lions. No, it's Berries. It's Berries. It is Berries.
It's too late. She answered Lions.
No, it's Berries.
It's Berries.
Yes, it's Berries.
So, 50-50 question. She gave both answers and is still claiming to be right. Next.
True or false, Lions is blended one way for the Irish market and another way for elsewhere.
Oh.
This is a kind of question you ask every week.
Interesting.
You asked the same about Smithwick's a few weeks ago.
False.
It's true.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wait,
right.
What? It's Lions is blended differently for the U.S. market?
Well, for the Irish market, one way and everywhere else.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
So that brings me back to what we pack Lions tea bags in our suitcase coming over from Ireland rather than buy them over here.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would never have... Now
that's
I'm going to have to buy a box here and see if there's a difference.
That's what I read, that most Irish people buy it from Ireland because...
Interesting, because I've never really tried the store-bought stuff over here.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay, makes sense, though. Yes, now that you think about it, yeah. Okay.
Okay, next question. Name the only state in the U.S. where coffee is grown.
Where it's grown. I want to say Washington because I think Seattle and I think coffee and Starbucks and things, but I feel like...
And Frasier was a great show as well.
Of course. And Grey's Anatomy. But I want to say...
Cut that. Terrible show.
But I want to say it's somewhere south because I want to.
I would guess. Actually, I'll wait till you guess, and then I'll guess.
Lurg. It's always... where it's grown. Where do they grow coffee? Somewhere.
That's the question, Caitlin. Good job.
I know.
No, just an answer
somewhere,
is all we need.
Somewhere south. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Just name all 50 states like you did the last question.
The southern part of California. We'll go with that. I don't know.
I would have said California.
Hawaii.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Last question.
All
right. Kopi Luwak, I don't know if I'm saying that right, is the world's most expensive coffee. It's up to $600 per pound, and it's made from coffee beans eaten and then excreted by what animal?
What? okay. I thought this was going to be true or false. Okay. This is a real thing. Well, it's got to be something little and tiny and gross because it eats coffee beans. So, I don't know.
I feel like this is just a joke being played on hipsters at the moment.
Exactly.
This animal shits this coffee bean out and you should drink it and pay us a lot of money. Buy it at Whole Foods now.
Seriously. I don't know. Some kind of mole or something. Let's go with that. A rabbit, a mole, I don't know.
It's a cat, a Sumatran wild cat.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I think we need to put up some more information on that one. That's really strange.
I like this trivia stuff because you'll learn, too.
Yeah, especially the weird stuff. So, because we ran way over on time, our pots and plans this week is going to be do a B&B tour of Ireland. Doesn't matter where you go, just stay at B&Bs. That's where you're going to get some tea.
You're going to get some great tea.
Some traditional, sometimes Irish farmhouses, but definitely Irish country houses that just know how to make tea.
There you go.
Make it especially for you, and we'll sit and have a chat with you as well over a cup of tea.
Perfect.
So that's what that's going to be.
Absolutely. And we can help you make that tour however you wish with some B&Bs. That's all that we have for you today. Stay tuned for reason number 32, which is coming out Monday, August 21st. Now, we've wrapped up our food and drink theme, and we're moving on to great cities is our next theme. And Joe, if you would be so kind, I feel like we should toast or something. Okay, do that too. Give us a little drum roll. Reason 32 is Galway.
Woo!
Galway is an amazing city we've talked about before, but we're going to dive into it even more in this episode.
We sure are.
We thank you so much for listening. We want to remind you to visit 50reasonspodcast.com for upcoming episodes and show notes. Find us on Facebook at 50 Reasons Podcast, on Twitter at 50 Reasons Pod, and please drink some tea.
Please.
Subscribe on Apple Podcast.
And tell us what your favorite tea is in the review.
Yes, exactly. Until next time.
Slán an bhaile.